Thank you, Mr. President. Let me first congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency. Let me also assure you of the support and cooperation of my delegation. Mr. President, we very much appreciate your proactive and creative efforts to secure progress on agreeing a programme of work. More specifically, Australia welcomes and supports your idea of establishing a working group, The Way Ahead. We look forward to engaging constructively on your proposed revised draft decision on the establishment of such a working group, which we support. The working group you propose could provide the necessary opportunity for both substantive and technical discussions on the conference's agenda, with a view to finding common ground and thus moving us closer to an agreed programme of work, commencement of negotiations which have for so long proved elusive. Mr. President, we sorely need to find a way for the CD to cut through the current impasse and start to deliver results. This is in all of our mutual security interests. To use a colloquial phrase, we think we should give it a go. Mr. President, I now turn to an issue of serious concern for the Australian Government and the wider international community, as is apparent from the series of statements we've heard today, the launch by the DPRK of a ballistic missile on the 12th of February. Australia condemns the DPRK's latest ballistic missile launch, which is a clear breach of UN Security Council resolutions and a further threat to regional and global peace and stability. This latest test follows an unprecedented and provocative programme of weapons testing during 2016, including two nuclear tests and over 20 ballistic missile launches. We stand firm with our allies and regional partners in condemning these further provocative actions by the DPRK. Australia calls on the DPRK to cease its provocative behaviour, abandon its nuclear and missile programmes, and engage constructively with the international community. We should add that there is a pressing need for the DPRK to improve the welfare of North Korea's impoverished people, rather than diverting its resources to develop destabilising nuclear weapons and missiles. We therefore welcome strong action by the UN Security Council, including in unanimously adopting resolutions 2270 and 2321. It is crucial for the international community to continue to focus on implementing UN security and autonomous sanctions, increasing the cost to the DPRK of its unacceptable behaviour and pressing the DPRK to change its approach. I thank you for your attention, Mr. President. Mm-hmm.